everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the tallest players you're going to see in the Ontario Hockey League, and his club is in quite a battle in the Western Conference, but they've been on a nice little run of late to put themselves in a good spot. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Nando Eggenberger of the Oshawa Generals. He had 6 points on the back of 4 goals and 2 assists in 3 games last week and was a +4. He's helped the Oshawa Generals to quite the run of late. He's helped the Generals on quite a run of late themselves and has 11 multi-point games this season, as he's almost at a point a game with 42 points in 48 games with a very consistent 21 goals and 21 assists coming into this week's play. Meantime, over in the Western Conference, the Windsor Spitfires have been battling for positioning with the Sarnia Sting, the Erie Otters, Kitchener Rangers, and Owen Sound Attack, but the Spitfires with 8 points out of a possible 10 in their last 5 games coming into this weekend's play, and they've been helped by Curtis Douglas. The 4th-round pick of the Dallas Stars in the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft, listed at 6'8 or 6'9, and certainly has been a big factor in the Spitfires' play this season. Curtis Douglas of the Windsor Spitfires joins me now, and let's talk about this Spitfires club right now. You guys have been on a nice little run over the last little while, as things are so competitive in the Western Conference, but what's been going well for this Windsor club over the last little while?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the last little stretch, we've really came together as a club, and we've really been feeding off each other's energy and making sure we do what's necessary to win here, and it couldn't have came at a better time. I think we weren't struggling, but we had a little bit of a stretch where we were in a little bit of a slump. Not that we weren't playing well, it was just we couldn't come out with the results that we needed to. And I think over the last few games, we've really been playing a lot better, and we've been following the coach's words and instructions and coming in together and being a lot better over the last few games.
You talked about winning any way necessary, and one thing I've noticed with you guys, especially lately, is you're not going to get outworked, it seemed. And is that something where, from Trevor Letowski all the way down, that, hey, you know what, a bounces may go our way or may not go our way, but let's not let anybody outwork us?
Yeah, that's been a main focus since the beginning of the year, and sometimes you haven't seen it in on the score sheet, but we've been a team from day one that won't give up any goal, like any game, even if it's 10-1 the other team, we won't give up, we won't stop working. And that's been the attitude from the start of when I got here, and it really feeds down the line from Warren Reichel and Trevor Sowski and all the associates, and we really, really follow it here, and it's the biggest focus, I think, for our club.
How key is it, too, that you guys seem to have built up some depth where, you know, it's not one guy leading the way every night by any means?
Yeah, I think it's really good. It shows the depth, like you said, the depth we have in our lineup, and I think we have 4 really good lines that come to play every night, and it shows how quick of a game and how hard we can work. We can work so much harder when we got 4 lines going, and I think we're like that every night.
This past week on Monday, it was family day, but for you guys, it's a special day. It was the Mickey Renault game as well, and you know, as you came into that organization and learned about Mickey's legacy, I'm sure it was instilled on everybody, and of course, came to the forefront on Monday.
Yeah, when I first got here, they showed me Mickey, and It was really really a tragic story, and I think we all really fed off that kind of energy from the crowd and from the ceremonies and stuff that night, and we had a really good game and came out with the win, which was really nice. Yeah, I mean, we were all taught a lot about that story and about how special he was to the team and to the community from day one, and he was a special kid.
Changing gears a little bit, but just tell me about now being in Windsor for the last year and a half and what being part of just that community and that organization has meant to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a big family here now, and I mean, it's been a special kind of change. I really loved Barrie, but it was a nice little change coming here and getting some more ice and having more of a bigger role here on the Spitfires, and it's been great so far. I mean, the coaching staff and the management couldn't have been better fit for me and in my development.
Speaking of development, as you've developed over the years, developed up as well in terms of your height. Certainly one of the tallest guys, if not the tallest guy in the league, 6'8", 6'9", depending on the listing you see. Were you always the tallest guy, or was there all of a sudden a growth spurt one year?
Yeah, I was always pretty tall, and then in like bantamish, minor bantam, I kind of blew up, and I grew like 5 or 6 inches. And what people don't really see is how tough that is, and how big of an adjustment that can be. And I think I'm finally coming to my own here.
And is that something where, you know, your coaches would obviously work with you to, you know, use your size? Because I've known guys over the years, for example, who maybe were the tallest guy out there and didn't have to maybe in minor hockey battle for position as much, but your coaches, you know, worked with you to use your skills and your size just as they would anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I had that a lot, that development, like you said, with the coaches. And Miller and Dale Howardchuk and Barry really helped me with that, and then when I got here, even Trevor and Warren Reichel even tried to and Jared Smith tried to keep me going with that and keep me working with that, because I still need some work with figuring out when to use my size and when to do other things and in that kind of adjustment period still, and I think it's getting better as we go.
Last June in Dallas, you were chosen by the Hometown Stars. You know, it was a journey, obviously, getting to the National Hockey League draft, but how big a day was that when you finally heard your name called?
Yeah, I mean, that was a really special day. It was one of the most special I've ever had, I think. And just that, hearing that from the Windsor Spitfires kind of jumped out of my seat, and it was really cool, and I can't wait to be a part of some of the younger guys on my team here and some of my other friends that I know in the process right now, and I can't wait to be a part of their journey as well.
That was Curtis Douglas of the Windsor Spitfires. Here's a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. Rouyn Noranda of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League continues to lead the way nationally, while the top OHL club is the Ottawa 67s at number 3. Meantime, the London Knights come in at number 5, and the Sioux Greyhounds at number 9, with honorable mention this week to the Oshawa Generals. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.